Jesse Allen catching up now with Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Arlen, let's take a look at the grain and oilseed markets first. And for starters, the soy complex looking very strong here today, acting as the leader. I wonder, is there something specific going on here that you see today? Or is maybe this a case of, as we've talked before, the algos maybe amplifying the upside move in the soy complex today?
I definitely feel like the algos are amplifying the move in the soybean complex as the market is going higher, but it's reflective also of a kind of a change in focus. Not that anything has changed that much, but the trade is more focused. To this point this week, the trade has been more rotating money out of the commodities into the equities, trading recessionary fears in the commodity sector while really believing that they've priced in a recession in the equity markets. But and that's continuing in the energy market today as we've got a new six-month lows for crude oil prices. But the grain and oil seeds are more focused on weather today. As we look at the weather forecast, we have some chances for rain in the western Midwest this weekend. Those rains are going to be critical because heat builds back in next week. And it really, for much of the rest of the month of August, it looks like we're going to be dominated by a pattern that brings a lot of heat west of the Mississippi River, occasionally going east of the Mississippi River, but mostly focused on the west. And we're going to need those rains to help the crops get through that heat period. There's some rains in that forecast, but the market's more concerned today, putting some risk premium back in.
Now, I wonder as well, the China, Taiwan, U.S. Issues going on here this week. As you look at that situation, how much is that still playing into the trade action here as we get towards the end of the week, Arlen?
I don't think it's playing much of a factor in the grain and oilseed markets today because, frankly, if it was, it would be bearish because we're very dependent on exports to China and to Taiwan, for that matter. And Taiwan's under a de facto blockade right now as China does military exercises all around it in six different zones surrounding the nation. So I think that would be more of a bearish factor. The market is discounting that right now, that it's going to impact demand, and it's focused on weather. The broader markets, though, are focused on China and Taiwan and what's happening there and the risks that it presents. It's interesting to note as we looked at different scenarios that could possibly, by which China could possibly reunify Taiwan, one of those scenarios is simply to do a blockade. We know that it really doesn't want to go in a scorched earth type of mentality like Russia did in Ukraine because it wants to preserve the economy of Taiwan. It wants to preserve the semiconductor business that's in Taiwan. So one of the options is a blockade. Now, there's no indication that this is that event, and I think the timing is a little bit early for that, but frankly, we won't know that for certain until we see what happens when the military exercises end on Sunday.
Arlen, corn and wheat. Corn struggling a bit, it appears, even though it is higher on Thursday with wheat markets. Saw a bit of spread trading early Thursday session with spring wheat higher and winter wheats lower. What are your general thoughts with corn and wheat? Anything different there as we work through the trade this week?
The general sense of the market is that if this weather forecast for the remainder of August verifies, the crop that's probably most vulnerable is soybeans, followed by spring wheat. And so we saw those crops be the first to really start to move higher as this morning's forecast came out and U.S. trade desks opened up. But once that started happening in corn and the winter wheat market started following, there's more money involved in the winter wheat market, so they quickly caught up with spring, even though they're less affected by this weather pattern. The winter wheat will be more affected if this La Nina pattern holds through the fall, as they anticipate. It's a little bit early to trade that. Corn, there's a sense that the crop has been made already. I think that's a little bit presumptuous to say at this point because grain fill can still be significantly influenced. But we're really seeing a lot of soybean corn spreading. I think that's favoring soybeans right now because of the sense that soybeans are more vulnerable to this weather pattern than corn.
And briefly, in livestock trade, hogs are holding some green numbers. We saw good weekly export sales for pork. Cattle is a little more mixed to lower. Any thoughts in the protein sector today, Arlen?
Yeah, we saw some very disappointing drops in pork composite product price that came out yesterday with a big drop there. But the market kind of shrugged that off this morning. And overall, we've been seeing amazingly strong product demand and tighter supplies. And so that's continuing to support the lean hog complex. Not so much the cattle complex, where we're seeing feeder cattle demand definitely hurt by these higher corn prices. That's spilling over into the fat cattle market. And we're already trading above where the fat cattle market is, so that leaves it vulnerable then for a little bit of a setback.
And that's Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX, joining us here for our midday commentary on this Thursday, August 4th. Coming up this afternoon, a conversation with Dwayne Bussey of Bolt Marketing as we take a look at Thursday's market action and everything going on in the trade here this week. Also going to talk about the state of the pulse industry and how pulse crops are looking across the U.S. We're going to talk to Jeff Van Pevenage, President and CEO of Columbia Grain International. That's all coming up this afternoon on Market Talk. More online, markettalkag.com. This has been our midday commentary for Thursday, August 4th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.